Hello, good morning from the East Coast, and welcome to Throwback Thursday. So I'm going to make Throwback Thursday a thing. Currently beautiful weather here from downtown Montreal. It's the perfect fall weather where it's warm, but a little bit of cool breeze, not as many bugs as before, and still there's a lot of nature and there's a lot of animals. So I'm loving this weather and hope you're all enjoying it as well. I always love September when it hits, September 1st. So remember to listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's my little bit of a joke of the day. And just remember to enjoy and celebrate your accomplishments as well, because just being alive is accomplishment. Being you is an accomplishment, so make sure that you're celebrating yourself every single day. Topic-wise, what I got today is going to be going over, I guess it would be emotional healing. I have decided to turn this podcast more into healing and my healing journey, so you can tune in. And then I can assist you as well. Hopefully you get some tips and tricks about how it is that you're able to process the same things that I had gone through. So why this is important is because a lot of us are coming from similar situations, and it's only to assist you. If you have feedback, that's great, or more questions, please let me know. I do check my DMs on TikTok and then also Instagram. It's not as frequent on TikTok. They do get hidden from me, and it's always getting updated, so I'm not sure where it goes. DM me on Instagram. It's the best. So in regards to our topic today, I had come across a TikTok. So with the TikTok, it had stated basically that
I'm trying to remember the specific TikTok.
It was about, why are we able to give others so much love but not ourselves? And it's very simple. And I actually just did the healing on this, and this is why I think it's so important for me to share. In regards to childhood, is a lot of us were caretakers or the people pleasers in our family. We were minimized. We were neglected. A lot of us, we were not able to speak up. We were not able to be seen, and we were just supposed to be quiet and fill a role in the family. And a lot of us emotionally, our needs were not met. And it was a very toxic situation, definitely. Growing up in households like that, also as well, I learned that I forgave them because I met my own needs. But I also began to realize that's why I had continued to put so many people ahead of me, is I had thought to myself, I didn't matter. I'm not safe. I'm not secure. I always need to prove myself. And all of these tapes, I'm lazy. I am, stupid. All of these things I would hear in my head, and it had made me overcompensate. It made me overcompensate by loving others more, because that's what they showed me, is that others were more worthy of love than I was myself. And so began the negative self-talk, and because I had owned their opinion, their values, their trauma, basically. When it all comes down to it, it is their trauma. And that's why I'm able to forgive them easily, because when I realize is that they were only doing the best that they knew how to do, is then I realize that, wow, what had they had gone through, right? So I was able to release that a lot easier and free myself, but at the same time, I needed to take the process and take a step back and say, wow, this comes from my childhood, childhood wounds. I felt abandoned. I felt unsafe. I felt insecure. And it was really difficult. But I forgave them. And then I forgave myself, because how many times on my hand that I count, I went to other places looking for the validation or love that I hadn't received at home. So even in my friend groups, I would go and try to overachieve and be, you know, the friendliest friend, or care about everyone and listen to all of their problems or whatever else that they needed at that time. And for me, that was one of the biggest things, is that I had needed to sit there and basically help others, you know, become the best in, I was in 7 clubs in junior high school. I was, you know, playing every single sport, you know, and it was massive. It was like, I had to be an A and B student. I had to, you know, play the lead and plays, or I had to play the lead and, I did debate club series, or I had to, you know, like, I was always beyond being driven. It was giving out the energy of, I'm doing this to compensate the fact that I don't have love. You know, it wasn't like, help me, but it was more like, I just want love. And I went looking for that a lot of times in the wrong places. But then I attracted, you know, I kept attracting the same thing. I kept attracting the same toxic people, the negative relationships, the emotionally unavailable men, and, you know, people from the same poverty mindset. And that's because I didn't do the healing. I had thought I had, but the biggest realization is that I hadn't actually done the healing, is when I took a look at the relationships and friendships and the people around me, and it kept being the same face over and over. A lot of people had sat there and said, you know, you are doing the work now. And I think that's what helped me, is there was a lot of healers. There was a lot of energy workers. Like, I work with different levels of energy workers. I manifestation workers, you know, people who are spiritual leaders and within my community. And they said, you have passed the test. Because what I'm doing now is I'm closing out this, like, I'm ending friendships, I'm ending relationships, I'm ending coworkers, I'm ending family members who are not stepping up to the plate and even settling for less in my life. I'm turning off those words in my head that I used to hear from basically what my one friend joked. She said, you are deprogramming your mind. And it's true. I had to remove the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions that weren't truly my essence, which were kind of spoken into me as a child. And I was removing those opinions that were not mine. I was telling myself, like, affirmations, my thoughts and opinions matter. I validate myself. And that was a big thing. If you're a child who lives in a home with absent parents, or parents who tend to be very critical or toxic, any of those situations, you know, is that's why when you make a mistake, you sit there and you go, why am I so stupid? Why am I such an idiot? Why did I let everyone down? Why am I a disappointment? Because someone had made you feel that way. Someone had belittled you or criticized you because of their own upbringing. I mean, I had to realize, like, it wasn't me. It wasn't my fault. There was no action, behavior, or anything I should have done different. The only thing I needed to do was to release them and fix myself. Fix my mindset, fix my actions, my attitude, my own life. Like, when I took a look at the life around me, the actual life that I had is not even actions or things that I'm passionate about. I don't love. Do I wake up every day and say, wow, I love my life. I love the things that I do. I'm passionate about my projects. Or is it, well, I do this because my parents told me to do this. And sorry, it broke my heart. Because maybe I regret that I wasted time. Maybe I was, yeah, I forgive myself for, like, I'm grateful for all of the roads that led me to where I am, because I don't think that I know that there's not anything outside of my own path. Like, everything had its purpose, every lesson, every turn. But there are certain lessons that we will keep repeating until we learn them. But that's our choice. It's our choice to sit there and say, well, am I going to continue down this path, or am I going to choose my life? Am I going to choose me? Am I going to choose the things that I want? And when other people come up to me and tell me this isn't what you should be doing, am I going to be sitting there and saying, I don't care. I don't care your opinion. It's my life. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to realize. So in order to heal this part is to really take a look at our, and in essence is our whole mindset. Like, that's huge. This isn't a little aspect of ourselves. This is everything. This is our thoughts, our emotions, our natural reactions. But what we need to change and say is that I am allowed to exist. I matter. I'm safe. And, like, to literally just sit there and breathe through that. Like, I don't have to overcompensate. I don't have to be the top. I don't have to do a bunch of things. And I hate that my soul is just crying to do every single day. And that's the biggest thing. When we realize the reason why and start that process, it's the biggest thing. And there's so many good grief and trauma coaches out there. I can't recommend any because I did this myself, but this is what I did. And I started doing self-care. Self-care is so important. And it doesn't need to be a huge day at a spa. It can also be just taking a day and reading a book and having your favorite glass of water on a patio. It can be doing yoga. It could be doing an hour of drawing a day. Or it could be, you know, taking a whole day to pamper yourself and, you know, making yourself feel good. Because what we do feel is what we reflect as well on the outside. Or, you know, self-care is really taking a step back and saying, how am I really feeling in my heart, mind, body, and soul? One of the truly biggest things, and I think the greatest obstacle I had, was realizing that this had to do around my parents. Because when, and this is difficult, it's extremely, extremely difficult. You can sit there and you can try to, you know, how do you possibly say that this came from my parent when, for me, it's one of the most difficult things. I know it's not for everyone, but for me, it was hard. Like, also to read books on how to remove, you know, toxic parents from your life. Because we cannot bloom, we cannot grow in a toxic environment. We don't evolve and we continue to fit that rule that they had designed us to be in, but it's forgiveness because that's what they had on themselves. But then I forgive myself for choosing to do that. It's just really so powerful. And it's releasing that anger. It's choosing not to hurt them back because I myself was hurt. Because that, in the end, that doesn't cure any of it. That just continues that cycle. And for me, I was never angry, ever. I was hurt, but what made me get over the hurt and was the forgiveness, was moving on. It was realizing if this is, they only act like that, I heard in my head when I was about 6 or 7 or 8, is because of the hurt that had been done to them as well. Like, that's how traumatized they are. And then I was like, well, what happened? And when I go through, there's a lot of genocide. There's a lot of, poverty mindsets. There's a lot of things. Economic crisis. My background. I had family members that were born in the, you know, early 30s. I had family that spoke different languages. I have family that are indigenous. So there's a lot mixed up in that. And there's a lot of trauma. So then I feel bad. And my heart went out to them because I realized how hurt they were. I know. The saying came, you know, hurt people hurt people. I get it. But it's still, I need to forgive. I need to assert boundaries. I need to distance myself. I need to not people please. Yes, but I need to continue to chase my dreams and goals. And then also be successful so I can be the one that broke free of those habits. And that's okay. And that's why I'm easily able to carry on. It's not really about me, right? The way they act, the way their mindset are, their routines, their day-to-day life, their limiting beliefs, their mindsets, their programming. But I need to tune it out. So I began the ability to be unaffected and tune it out to some degree. But also it's still present and relevant in some day-to-day things that I do. When we have conversations today, they're not conflict-free. There is a lot of conflict, you know, because of me being spiritual and them having different beliefs or them wanting me to have a certain career and me not resonating with my passions and my projects. 100%. But that does not mean that I need to accept those opinions on my life, because I'm the one who is going to be stuck with my choices when they no longer are alive. When I am sitting with my choices and the consequences when I'm 80 and 90 years old and look on my life, am I going to say, I am so grateful. I am so grateful that I have lived the life that I've chosen, or was this something that someone else had projected onto me? And these are the choices that I've decided to make with my life. There's consequences that we have. Their consequences is their life, their outcomes, and the things that they have to live with. My consequences are my choices in my life and the things that I need to deal with. Those two things are separate. They are not aligned. We're completely separate people. One of the biggest things that I find extremely healing that I would actually give you for tips and recommendations would be meditation in the morning. I sometimes meditate 4 to 5 times a day. If I really have a lot of anxiety and I'm struggling a certain day, that's totally okay to have bad days. We all have a bad day, but we need to get ourselves through it. The next thing I do is that I also journal. I practice gratitude for a lot of things that I have in my life. I say 3 things each morning I'm grateful for. It changes my whole outcome of my day. And also, I now surround myself with people that I want to be like. I look for mentors and guides who are in my area of expertise who can assist me with becoming the best version of myself. I really hope that this podcast helped you with realizing why you don't love yourself as much as you can, but just know that you are loved by so many people who have not even met you yet. And there's so many people that you leave such a huge impression on that you don't even know. You just need to be your authentic self. Be raw, be real. It's not comfortable like when I am. It's not a comfortable situation for people. But that's okay. Because comfort is an illusion. It's temporary. I hope that you all have a really blessed rest of your day. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And if you want to leave a feedback or comment, you can DM me on Instagram. I would love to hear it. Take care.